What's that kind of like for a team, you know, to have everything come down to one kick and then not to have it? And how do you know, you've come out and, you know, been pretty supportive of your kicker. Like, you know, where's the line in that too as well?
Well, you know, there are a lot of plays in a game that make a difference, and sometimes you don't know when those plays are coming about. It's never really just a kick at the end. You know, there are other plays, and those are things that we're trying to correct. But as far as our kicker, I have complete confidence in him. You know, he had one block that would have gone in, and then he missed one. Yeah, well, he missed two, you know, in one game. So he had a bad day, you know, and I've told him you can have a bad play, but you can never have a bad day. So he's made those corrections. He's looked good in practice, and we're moving on. You know, we're in three, like you said. You know, two of those games definitely could have and maybe should have won, but, you know, we didn't. So we want to learn from those situations, continue to work the way we're working, and just improve and keep working, and things usually work out.
Anthony, your two edge rushers, Ingram and Bosa, I mean, two of the best in the league. Can you talk a little bit about their development and where they, how good they are?
Well, I think they're very good. Like, but in this division, you know, you face those two guys every single week, and I mean, I think I have two of the best ones. Melvin is athletic; he can beat you with agility and power, speed. Joey has a motor that's just unbelievable, and an arsenal of moves that are getting better. And so, you know, if we can get some push up the middle with those two on the edge, you know, that defensive line is just going to be one of the better ones I've had. But those two that work hard every day, nothing they do in the game surprised me. They're just good players.
Them against these two tackles this week is kind of worth the price of admission.
Absolutely. You know, Philadelphia has two outstanding tackles, and Peters and Johnson. So it'll be a good matchup.
On the offensive side of the ball, Melvin Gordon, he's really shown the ability, you know, to cut his runs back, you know, to get big plays going back door. What is it about him that allows him to excel in that way?
You know, Melvin has good instincts. You know, he's a strong guy, good instincts. And right now we're focusing on just getting him healthy. You know, he's limited today, and we'll rest him, and we'll get him to the game. But he's just got his knee sore. We just got to get him back healthy.
What's it been like, Anthony? You're playing in a stadium that is unlike any other one you've probably coached in a long time. Is it an adjustment for the players in that environment?
I think initially it was an adjustment, but, you know, we've played there enough now. It's home. We like it. Small, it's intimate. The crowd is outstanding. So it's, once you're on that field, you know, all the fields are the same size. You really don't notice, you know, the stadium and how small it is. You just playing football.
What about, like, finding a niche in the L.A. market? I mean, you know, obviously there's a ton of things going on between college football, you guys, the Rams, the weather and everything. Like, what's that been like?
You know, it's my first time here. You know, I've been here for a couple months, I guess. And like you say, the weather's outstanding. You know, if you need to give the people something to come out for. There's a lot of fans here that love football, and a lot of San Diego people still come to the games. You know, I hear them every Sunday. And so I think once we get this thing rolling and going, I expect the fans to come out and cheer zone and come out in a lot of numbers.
It's really clear that your offenses in various stops that you've been in, the commitment to running the football is there. How much does your background, you know, as a former running back and running backs coach, how much does that influence what it is that you go out to do every week?
Well, you know, I was a running back. I was a quarterback, actually, before I was a running back. But I love to throw the ball as well. You know, I'm an opportunist. You know, I want to take whatever a defense is willing to give. And there's been some weeks where the passing game was clicking, and that's what we had, moving the ball down the field. And that would be some times when we have to run it more than pass it. But I really like balance. And I think that's the most important, is when you can strive for balance. But sometimes games just don't dictate that, and so especially when you're behind. So, yeah, I have a lot of input in both the passing game and the running game and special teams. So,
what's been your impressions of, I mean, I'm sure you've watched a ton of tape of Carson. His mobility, his ability to extend plays, his ability to move the chains with his feet. I mean, what kind of problems does that pose for your pass rush?
You know, I've watched him his senior year in college, and I was impressed with him in college and studied him then, and I've seen him just grow. You know, he's just taking that next step. You know, the coaching staff, they're doing a really good job with him in his development. But, yes, he is mobile, and you see him make a lot of plays off schedule. And those are tough because you're not prepared for those. You know, I think those are the best plays in football because it's just tough to prepare for that. So it scares you a little bit, but, you know, we have some guys that we think can contain him, and, you know, we'll see.
Hey, if I can ask you about a guy on your practice squad who's local for me, Andre Patton, a wide receiver. What did you kind of see from him over the summer, and where do you see like his potential?
I think right now he's on our practice squad, like you said, and he's still developing to be a wide receiver. You know, he brings great effort and work ethic to practice every day. Gives us great looks on scout team, sometimes too good, but he's coming along just fine.
Yeah, I mean, you guys obviously like his size. I mean, he seems like a bigger receiver and everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As a rookie head coach, I mean, you have some veterans there, you know, Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates. How do you manage that dynamic of, you know, maintaining that head coach and player type of relationship?
Well, you know, those were the guys I spoke to when I first took the job, and we got on the same page right off the bat. And I made sure that, you know, we're pulling in the same direction and we want the same thing. So, sure, I listen to those guys. I welcome their input. But they do a good job of carrying out my message in the locker room, and they've been very good about that.